Skagway School went through a restructuring this year. An influx in students enabled the school to create single-grade classrooms in the elementary school, increase Spanish and music classes, and start an accelerated learning program. It also opened space for three new teachers. Rebecca Sullivan is sitting on the bleachers in Skagway School's gym. Her high school physical education students are shooting baskets and hitting volleyballs back and forth. This is just one of the three hats Sullivan wears. She teaches high school social studies, PE, and vocational education.
I was certified in social studies and in the state of Virginia, where it's really common to have just that one sort of class that you teach all day. And when I moved up to Alaska, they sort of gave me all these other classes, and I wasn't expecting to teach that, but it really is awesome being able to branch out like that.
Sullivan had an almost identical job in Kivalina for 2 years before moving to Skagway. She enjoys all of the subjects she teaches, but social studies is her forte.
I like to tell the stories, you know. No matter how old you get, you love hearing stories. So I like to sort of bring it on that level, sort of take it away from the memorization aspect and really try to understand what it was like to be alive in certain time periods.
Out of all of the topics covered by social studies, Sullivan says more recent history and current events are her favorites. Her government class is learning about the presidential election.
So I really like talking to kids about what's going on in the world right now and why it's like that. What do they think should be done? Because they're going to be the next generation coming up and dealing with the things that are going on right now.
Sullivan isn't the only teacher at this small school who wears multiple hats.
I am the Accelerated Learning Program Director and the College and Career Readiness Teacher and the District Test Coordinator and the Distance Learning Coordinator.
That's Jennifer Hayes. Before getting hired for this new multi-pronged job, she worked at Skagway School as a special education paraprofessional. What drew her to this position?
The accelerated learning program was really exciting to me. We do need that in this school. All schools need it. And it is a passion of mine.
The accelerated learning program is in its infancy. When the school board found out the district was in for an extra bundle of state money due to increased enrollment, they chose to direct some of that funding to accelerated learning. Hayes says the school is still working out how the ALP program will look.
Basically, it's up to the parents. What do they want for their student? It's not a one-size-fits-all program, so.
She says the program will target 3rd through 8th graders. Just like Hayes, Skagway School's new 4th grade teacher worked in the school already before getting her current position.
I landed a dream job.
Danielle McManus was a long-term substitute in the K-1-2 classroom last school year. Her background includes teaching English to kindergartners in Taiwan, substitute teaching in the lower 48, and student teaching in another 4th grade classroom.
It's the best and most interesting curriculum, in my opinion, and the students still love learning, and all 7 of my students are bright as a whip.
McManus comes into Skagway's elementary grades at an interesting time. For decades, the school had combined grade classrooms. This year, each elementary grade is separated out. McManus says it seems like her students are enjoying the change.
They really like the attention that they're getting, having less numbers in the classroom. But also my 7 fourth graders, they've pretty much been together since they first got here. So they're really close to begin with, but I think they're excited to grow even closer throughout the year.
So far in the first week of school, McManus says she's leaving each day with a smile on her face. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Emily Files.